And now a look at what's happening in the arts and culture in South Louisiana. The UL Lafayette AmeriCorps Cinderella Project is accepting dress donations. This is their 7th annual Cinderella Project, where they gather new and gently used prom dresses, accessories, and shoes for girls who might not otherwise be able to afford to go to the prom. You can drop the dresses off at the UL Lafayette AmeriCorps office or the Louisiana State Police Troop I, or go to the website to find other drop-off locations, CinderellaProjectLA.org. And that will be held on Saturday, March 15th at Blackham Coliseum, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. UL Lafayette AmeriCorps students will be there helping the girls try on dresses and accessories. So if you can get your dresses to the UL AmeriCorps office in the next few days, that would help them organize all of the dresses ahead of time. The Arc of Acadiana is hosting its annual Mardi Gras bead drive. Each year, they collect beads that their clients are able to sort and sell. They'll be collecting beads through March 29th. If you go to their website, you can find drop-off locations, arcofacadiana.org. In Lake Charles, the group Music Makers to You is collecting musical instruments, refurbishing them, and getting them to middle or high school students who need the help. There are lots of bands in the lake area, and not all of their students can afford the instruments. Many of them are very expensive. And so if you have instruments in a closet stored away somewhere that you don't use anymore, you can donate it to Music Makers to You, nonprofit foundation in Lake Charles. You can email them at musicmakers2@gmail.com or call Eva LeBlanc at area code 337-244-9314. Acting Up in Acadiana is now taking registration for its Summer Youth Shakespeare Ensemble, their 12th season, and that will take place this summer. They are already half filled with students, so if you would like your child to participate, students ages 10 through senior in high school, please contact the Summer Youth Shakespeare Ensemble, Acting Up in Acadiana. That telephone number is 739-4273. The 12th season for the Summer Youth Shakespeare Ensemble. The Extra Mile Region 4 is having its annual garage sale. They call it their Christmas garage sale this Friday, March 7th, from noon to 4:30. It will take place at the Extra Mile building on Buchanan Street in Lafayette. All proceeds benefit Les Bons Amis, the Lafayette Area Activity Resource Center. The Caleb Elliott Band will be performing at Angel Hall tomorrow evening, Friday evening, performing classical, Cajun, and original songs. Caleb Elliott will be joined by Sam Broussard, Danny DeVillier, Joseph Butts, and Kaylee Guidry-Smith. All are UL graduates, and they will be joining together for the Caleb Elliott Band. It's free and open to everybody, Friday evening at Angel Hall on the UL campus. The Abbey Players Theater in Abbeville continue their run of Art by Yasmin Oreza. It will run Friday and Saturday evenings. Tickets are available through their website, abbeyplayers.com. The Acadiana Repertory Theater Company opens William Oram's The Seabirds this Friday. It will run through March 15th at Theater 810 in downtown Lafayette. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Tickets available by calling Theater 810 or going to their Eventbrite site. The Movement Lab presents their Studies Dance performance this Friday and Saturday at Cité des Arts. There will be also a Sunday matinee at 2 o'clock. Tickets are available through Cité des Arts. You can call them or go to their website. That is Studies by the Movement Lab. Tuesdays with Maury will open the Opelousas Little Theater this Friday and run through the weekend. The Opelousas Little Theater is at South City Park in Opelousas. Tickets are available by calling the theater. This Saturday is Second Saturday Art Walk in downtown Lafayette. Exhibit spaces are open up and down Jefferson Street. Several new exhibits at the Acadiana Center for the Arts, including artist-in-residence Leah Graves' Biophilia in one of the upstairs galleries. That's this Saturday, Second Saturday Art Walk in downtown Lafayette. The Lafayette Farmers and Artisans Market will take place at the Horse Farm this Saturday. Activities begin at 8 o'clock and continue through the morning. They are celebrating the French culture in Louisiana this Saturday, in fact, every second Saturday. The French music group of Lafayette Parish fifth graders will be performing original songs en français. At 9:30, Brenda Mounier will lead a multi-generational French conversation circle and teach people the history and motions of traditional Cajun Linton dances. That's this Saturday at the Horse Farm, starts at 8 o'clock. The Bag Mat Ministry will be teaching people how to make sleeping mats for the homeless from recycled plastic shopping bags this Saturday from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Grace Presbyterian Church. There is no charge. Individuals or service organizations can learn. You can stay for an hour or the entire day. As a part of Second Saturday Art Walk, the Arts and Fleas group now has a permanent home at Parc de Lafayette from 5 to 9 p.m. There will be jewelry and lots of repurposed artifacts and the visions of old Phyllis Saint-Cyr, and that will be at Parc de Lafayette from 5 to 9. There will be music. Sean Bruce will be performing. Roseanne Cash will be performing as a part of the PASA series. It's a special event. She will be at the Hyman Performing Arts Center on Sunday with a quintet and a multimedia performance celebrating her new album. You can get tickets for that by calling the Hyman Center. For more information on the performance, you can go to the ACA's website. The Lafayette Parish Public Schools Talent Showcase will open this Saturday for Second Saturday Art Walk. It will continue through the month of March at the Cité and Cajun Spice Gallery. The opening reception will be from 4:30 to 6 at Cité des Arts, and then there will also be a reception at Cajun Spice Gallery. The performance aspect of the talent showcase will take place throughout March, and we'll be letting you know more about those performances as they happen. Boom Boom Burlesque will be performing a special 1970s theme performance this Saturday at 10 in support of the Acadiana Pride Festival. That program, 10 o'clock this Saturday the 8th, will be at Fame Nightlife. You can get tickets by calling them or going to Boom Boom Burlesque's Facebook page and finding out more about how to get tickets. The Cane Fire film series will show Maiden Trip this coming Monday as a part of their Cane Fire film series. It will be at 7:30 at the ACA. Tickets are available through the ACA. For more information, you can go to Cane Fire film series on Facebook. The Alliance Française de Lafayette is offering classes starting on Monday, March 10th. You can find out more about the classes at their website, which is aflafayette.org. And the traditional music program at UL Lafayette will be bringing a Hungarian group, one well known to our listeners. Cecil has often played music by this group, the Kalman Balo Trio. They are from Budapest, and they will be here on Tuesday, March 11th in Angel Hall in the Choral Room. You can get tickets at the door. If you're UL faculty or staff or student, you can get in free with your ID. We will be speaking with Professor Mark DeWitt on Monday more about this performance of Hungarian music. Again, that will be on Tuesday, the 11th. And next week starts off the College of the Arts Festival of the Arts and Spark. This year, the Spark is honoring Dickie Landry and Keith Saunier, and they will be giving presentations. Dickie Landry will be giving a presentation on March 12th from noon until 2 in Fletcher Hall, and Keith Saunier's presentation will be 11 until 1 in Fletcher on the 14th. We'll speak with Dean Gordon Brooks next week about the College of the Arts Festival of Arts. You can find out more about the entire festival on the College of the Arts website. The Itinerant Theater in Lake Charles is bringing Tuesdays with Maury to the Lake area, March 13th through the 15th at the Imperial Calcasieu Museum. Tickets are available through the museum. You can find out more about calling them. And for a listing of programs on KRVS, please stop by our website, krvs.org, clicking on the schedule button. You can download a weekly schedule. You can also podcast many of our locally produced programs. Please search for the program you're interested in. interested in and either listen to archival shows there, or you can download them for listening to later on. And every week, please check out our music video series produced by Joanna Devine and Make Made with Allison and Peter DeHart. We put up a new music video every Friday. A lot to see and do at KRVS.org, and of course our Facebook page is KRVS Public Media. Stay with us this afternoon and evening. We're with NPR's All Things Considered from 4 to 6. From 6 to 7, Terry Gross hosts Fresh Air. At 7 o'clock on Thursdays, it's This American Life with Ira Glass. At 8, From the Shamrock Shore. At 9, Franco Mix. At 10, Earthbeat. La Veonera at 11, and Midnight Snack at midnight. In just a moment, we join NPR's All Things Considered.